About 3 months ago, my family and I had to have our beloved dog put to sleep. As we were saying our goodbyes to our pet, my daughter commented through her tears, "I always knew this day would come, but I dreaded it." Frankly, that's the way I feel about this day. I wanted more time with Bob, as I'm sure many of you did, as I'm sure Joanne did and her family, to learn from his teaching and to glean from his walk with Christ. I wanted a greater portion of his character to rub off on me. Or maybe it's more accurately stated, I wanted more of Jesus' character communicated to me through my association with him. Bob was, of course, a scholar, but a scholar with a commitment to simplicity. He never seemed hurried or harried, and yet he built a tremendous legacy of family, friends, students, and the IWS, the REW-IWS. He was gentle and genteel, and yet a warrior for the kingdom. He was a strong and confident leader, and yet he always put others first. He was a pioneer, and yet committed to the ancient and time-tested paths. He never seemed to worry about anything at all. Well, except maybe his hair. Often his hair. I couldn't have had a better friend, mentor, brother, and father in the faith, although he truly hated the label father in the faith. We would call him Father Bob. He'd say, no, Brother Bob, not Father Bob. In reflecting on the single most important lesson I learned from Bob, I think it's probably this. Bob taught me how to dance with God. He taught all of us that our worship, Christian worship, is in truth a participation or an entering into the loving community, that perichoresis or the dance of the triune God. It's almost as if the triune God is engaged in an eternal Jewish round dance of love and joy and peace, a dance of victory over the powers of sin and evil and death, and one spot is always left open for us, for you and for me, to come and dance with him. Ken Miedema is a very talented songwriter, composer, and pianist who happens to also be blind. He wrote a song describing an event when he attended a youth group dance after one of his concerts. Some of you may know this story already. He was asked by one of the young ladies at this event to dance with her. Perhaps she didn't know he was blind, or then again, maybe she did. Here's the text he wrote about that event, alluding to this dance with God. She asked me to dance, and I had never tried dancing before. I had visions of everyone laughing us right off the floor. And though I protested, I just wouldn't be any good. She gently insisted, and finally I told her I would. Unforgettable. She was a fresh breath of spring on a cold winter's day. Unforgettable. She taught the singer to sing in a whole new way. He asked me to dance, and I'd never tried dancing before. I had visions of saints and angels laughing me right off the floor. And though I protested, I just wouldn't be any good. He gently insisted, and finally I told him I would. Unforgettable. He was a fresh breath of spring on a cold winter's day. Unforgettable. He taught this singer to sing in a whole new way. Our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, use my friend Bob to teach this singer to sing in a whole new way. And for that, I will always be grateful. I love you, Bob. Thanks be to God.